Good afternoon, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market once again has traded through a fairly volatile session over the course of Friday. In early trade, it took advantage of the recovery seen on Wall Street overnight, and it was up by about 0.8% at its best levels. Unfortunately, it wasn't able to hold on to those levels for terribly long. Sellers sensed that, and at its worst ebb, the market was down by around 0.2%, staged something of a recovery to finish with a gain of just under 0.25%. But in weekly terms, the market has now fallen for four consecutive weeks. It's down by about 0.5% over the course of the last 4 days, but 5 days rather. But when you untease some of the performances in terms of the sectors, it starts to look a little more encouraging as far as the weeks ahead are concerned. One thing that stands out quite clearly is the turnaround for the financials over the course of the last couple of days. They've been quite volatile, but today they performed quite well and again contributed strongly to the market's performance. The ANZ, NAB and Westpac groups were all up by more than 1%. And when you think back to some of the main events of the week, one of them included the national accounts figures on Wednesday, which contained some very strong savings numbers. The savings rate over the course of the last quarter rose from just under 12% to 19.8%. So the accumulation of savings over the course of the pandemic has been quite extraordinary. So there is a very substantial war chest of savings that has now been accumulated by households, and it's estimated to be in the order of about $250 billion. So that sets up quite an optimistic runway of spending when it comes to households over the course of the medium term. And it's a theme that you tend to see in a lot of developed economies at the moment. So that is something that is going to be sustaining as far as the lenders are concerned. And that's part of what we've seen this week. So it'll be interesting to see how things stack up next week. Another important theme this week has been the performance of the Chinese market, but particularly some of the commentary and economic news that we've seen. One of those factors that has stood out has been the Chinese leadership saying that the Chinese economy is going to exceed forecasts this year. So when Chinese leaders say that type of thing, that is code for saying things are going to be a little bit better. And today we saw BHP and Rio Tinto up by about 1.33%. But over the course of the week, the materials sector has had a very strong performance, up by about 1.2%. And that is the second consecutive weekly improvement as far as that sub-index is concerned, and what we saw out of China this week played into that. So the week is never quite over until we've got the US session out of the way, and tonight's session brings with it some important news in the form of the November non-farm payrolls report. The market is expecting solid jobs growth, with 550,000 jobs expected to have been added to the economy over the course of the last month. The unemployment rate to come in at around 4.5%. So numbers either side of that will likely see a continuation of the volatility that investors have taken as being the new normal as far as the last couple of weeks are concerned. Have a great weekend.